Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest today is Ellen. Help me out with your last name, Ellen.
It's Voya. It's Norwegian, so it's a little different.
And Ellen is the head of a Women's Trucking Association. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about women and trucking in light of the coronavirus. So, Ellen, thank you for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thank you.
Over the past couple of months, has there been an increased demand on the ladies that you oversee?
Yes, actually there has. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, trucks have become even more crucial because everyone needs their toilet paper and their hand sanitizer and their groceries. So truck drivers are out there on the front lines. And the difficulties they're having right now, first of all, finding the personal protection equipment is hard when you're on the road. And secondly, there are the restaurants have closed for indoor seating, and a truck cannot go through a drive-thru. So drivers are having a hard time getting food. And then thirdly, a lot of states are closing their waysides, their rest areas. And so they can't even have access to restrooms while they're on the road. So it's been a real challenge, but we're delivering.
Wow. So you deliver throughout the entire country, right?
Actually, our members are in 10 different countries, but most of our members are in North America.
What's it like to be a woman and being a truck driver? That must be kind of a stressful job.
Well, a lot of our members really like what they do for a living. A lot of women run as a team, in a team configuration with a husband or boyfriend or brother or dad or someone. But the female solo drivers, they love what they do. It's surprisingly not what you might think it is as in the past. It's not a physically demanding job anymore. And the equipment is much more driver friendly. In fact, we work with the truck manufacturers on truck cab design and ergonomics so that women are as comfortable in the cab of a truck. And with all the technology, it makes it less physically demanding. There's air ride everything. There's lane departure warnings. There's ways to put the dollies up and down, and even automated transmission. So it's not like it used to be, you know, 30, 40 years ago. It's a much more driver-friendly environment.
So what kind of stuff do your ladies transport across the country?
Everything. Everything. Our members haul everything from medical supplies to they may run flatbeds. Our recent member of the month hauls horses. So just about anything you can imagine, because think about this. Everything that you touch came on a truck, so it got there somehow.
Right. You know, when I go into a store now for food, and I see a lot of the shelves empty, so are the truck drivers having difficulty keeping up with the demand of what needs to be in a store?
Well, at the beginning they were, and it wasn't really because of the trucks. It was because the manufacturers, like, for example, toilet paper, they just weren't producing toilet paper fast enough to keep up with the you know, people oversupplying themselves because they think that, you know, they're not going to be able to get it. So it wasn't the trucks as much as it was the manufacturing end of it, because the trucks actually have been hauling all along. Anything they can get, they're going to deliver it. So I'm going to blame it on the manufacturers, not the drivers.
Now, have you ever driven a truck yourself?
I actually went to truck driving school and got my commercial license, but I run the association, so I am not a professional driver. But I wanted to get the experience so that I can. I mean, I'm qualified, but I'd rather run the association.
So, for somebody, do you still have cross country runs where a woman goes from the East Coast to the West? Is that still done?
Yes, it is. In fact, we've got some members who stay out for weeks at a time because that's what they prefer to do. But I mean, there's also short haul opportunities like hauling trash. I mean, a mom could put her kids on a bus and go drive a trash receptacle or trash pickup truck or truck, and then be home at night, you know, to meet her kids again. So there's lots of short opportunities as well as over the road opportunities. And as you said, I mean, hauling just about anything that you can think of. So our members are pretty versatile.
So when somebody makes a long distance run, are they having difficulty now finding a place to like stop and clean up a little bit or rest? Is that a problem in the age of COVID?
Well, the truck stops are open, so they can use the showers. They've actually ramped up the cleaning and sanitizing of the showers, but the restaurants in the truck stops, if they're sit-down restaurants, they've been closed. So some of the big truck stop chains have let a lot of their employees go because, you know, different parts of the truck stop are closed. Some truck stops do have fast food, like a Subway or, you know, a Taco Bell or whatever. Mm-hmm. So drivers can get food, but it's still difficult because, you know, there's still challenges out there at other areas. So truck stops are accommodating drivers, but the states with the rest areas aren't as accommodating.
You know, when you think of a woman truck driver, you think, well, that's got to be a pretty lonely job. I mean, going from place to place and you know, being in surroundings that they might not be comfortable with. But do you think that the majority of the women feel comfortable doing this?
Well, yes, they feel comfortable. And drivers are like their own community. And so they see each other out on the road. They see each other at delivery locations or at truck stops. And so they're pretty social. Plus, drivers are very well connected on social media, and they stay very connected as far as using technology, especially with their families. But, I mean, safety is always a concern. I mean, we worry about our, especially the female drivers, their safety when they're delivering at a loading dock or maybe, at a truck stop at night or if it's dark or, you know, and also the maintenance of the equipment, making sure that their truck doesn't break down on the side of the road. That would be a huge safety issue. So safety is a concern, but it's one that, you know, they are well aware of and they're ready for the challenge.
Wow. That's terrific because you think of trucking as a male-dominated field, right? So what do you think percentage of women truck drivers are there across the country in the
For
field?
For over-the-road drivers, it's right around 10% over-the-road driver. Because we do the Women in Trucking Index each year, so we know that it's just over 10%. So that's still only 1 out of 10 drivers who are female. Still very very much a small minority.
And is there like recruitment that you guys try to do to get more women into the field?
Yes, very much so. We have like a recruiting guide that we give to trucking companies on how to attract and retain female drivers. But we also do things to bring the next generation into the industry. We have a truck driver doll, and you can order that on our website. It's so children can play with a truck driver doll. And we came out with a transportation supply chain patch with the Girl Scouts. And we created the curriculum with them. So over 1,500 girls have now earned their supply chain patch. And an activity book that goes along with it talks about how the grain goes from the field to the bakery in a truck, and then from bakery to packaging in a truck, packaging to warehousing in the truck, and final mile would be the Girl Scout. So that Girl Scout can look at trucks on the road and relate to them and say, hey, Mom, Dad, that could be my cookies in there, or you know, the milk that I'm going to drink with my cookies.
So right. It's
really about exposing. It's about exposing young girls to careers in transportation.
So with the fact that there's so many people coming unemployed, the statistics are horrendous. They're saying this might be comparable to the Great Depression of 1929. Do you think that there's more openings and more opportunities right now for women in trucking?
Well, yes. And trucking companies are still hiring, and they're looking for good drivers, but right now the schools are closed. So to get the training is going to be a challenge. Some schools are starting to put their, the skills part, the written and learning, the knowledge part online, but you can't learn how to drive a truck online. So that's the big challenge
right, for
the industry right now is schools are closed, but drivers are needed.
Wow. So are you just going to wait it out until the trucking schools will reopen?
Yeah, they're working on that right now. They're actually sending letters to all the governors and asking to let the schools reopen. So we'll see, and hopefully it will be sooner than later. But there are jobs in the trucking industry and a lot of jobs. So we're actually, you know, the silver lining for the trucking industry is that people are looking at truck drivers, the heroes right now, because they're delivering the products that everyone needs. They're filling the store shelves as quickly as they can, you know, bringing gas, bringing groceries, bringing, you know, the paper goods that, you know, Americans need. So drivers are the unsung heroes right now, and they're finally being recognized for that. So we're hoping that after the COVID-19 is over, people still look at truck drivers as heroes.
Did this, you know, everybody was so shocked as far as, you know, one day everything was open, you were visiting your friends, you were going to restaurants and stuff. And then all of a sudden, everything was closed down. What did it mean to you?
Well, for me, most of my job is speaking at conferences and giving presentations and talking about getting non-traditional careers. So for me, my travel has halted 100%. And on one day alone, I canceled 11 flights that I was supposed to be taking. So it's hard to get our message out if I can't, you know, tell people about women in trucking or tell people how to hire more women and why we need to have more women in the industry. So that's been a real challenge. But the good thing is my staff has always been working virtually. So we haven't had to change anything as far as our work environment. It's just that my staff members who have children are trying to deal with homeschooling while they're trying to get their work done. So that's been a challenge.
I live in Albany, New York, and there's a couple of malls in the area which have shut down. Have malls throughout the country shut down?
Yes, and following my area shutdown too. And so think about this. Right now, all the restaurants, the sit-down restaurants are closed, the malls are closed, movie theaters are closed. As they start to reopen that, they're all going to need items. And whether it's clothing at the malls, whether it's food at the restaurants and movie theaters, and they're all going to need those items delivered. So the industry is going to be called on again once things start opening up to supply all those products that have been, you know, for the places that have been closed. So we're anticipating even a stronger push for the need for trucks in the very near future. So it's just going to get more intense for our drivers. And so that's why I do believe that, you know, the jobs that are available are good jobs and they're decent paying jobs. And the training doesn't take that long. You can get a commercial driver's license in 3 to 6 weeks and be making probably in the 40s, mid-40s for a salary once you get that commercial driver's license. So I would say, you know, if somebody does need a job, to look at the trucking industry. And as soon as the schools start opening, they'll be able to get their training.
Now, have you seen employment decrease as places close? Have you had to lay off women because of the closure of department stores and different things?
No, not at all. In fact, my staff is all working, you know, in fact, we're working even more. Instead of traveling, we're doing things virtually, like we're doing virtual webinars and conferences and things like that. But as far as our drivers, no, even the warehouses, I was on a meeting this morning, even the warehouses are working, you know, overtime. So as far as the supply chain, we have jobs and we have opportunities, and it's not slowing down at all for us.
Now, is this a field that women say, boy, I'd like to do that? Do you find that happening?
No, it's the opposite. In fact,
really?
I used to work for a large trucking company, and when I would ask women, you know, have you ever thought about driving a truck or working in the trucking industry, they hadn't. And even now when I stand up in front of audiences, I'll ask the women in the audience, now, how many of you in high school or college said you want to work in transportation? And rarely do people raise their hand. So we get here and then we find that it's such a community of, you know, great people and it's great jobs. And so we stay. But no, typically women don't picture themselves in the trucking, even, you know, as technicians, maintenance, diesel techs, safety director, dispatchers. I mean, there's so many jobs, not just driving a truck, available to women that, you know, that's why I appreciate you having me on your podcast so I can talk about the great jobs. And we try to feature our drivers, or I'm sorry, our members, not just drivers, but we feature our members and tell their stories so that other women can look at them and say, hey, maybe I could do that.
Right. That's terrific. So yeah, I have trouble going from one end of the city to another. I'm not particularly fond of driving. So I couldn't even imagine what it's like to drive throughout the entire United States. But, you know, for some women who like that, you know, it must be great because they see sites that people pay money to go on vacation to see, right?
Oh, right. We have our image team members, and they talk about their jobs with the media, and they talk about, you know, seeing sunsets and sunrises and seeing parts of the country that are just beautiful and going over the mountains. And, you know, there you can certainly find negative job, but, you know, nobody's looking over their shoulder. They're out driving and setting their own schedule for the most part. So it's a very independent lifestyle.
And how do they take precautions to ensure that they don't get infected by other people?
Well, that's hard. And in fact, that's been one of the challenges. And a lot of places where they're delivering now are requiring masks. And drivers are using lots of hand sanitizer and cleaning their trucks and making sure when they pick up food, you know, that it's safe. But it's very difficult for drivers to do social distancing because they're driving into warehouses and loading docks, and you know, it's been a challenge.
I'm sure it has been. So, you know, I mean, this whole concept really interests me because it's definitely a male-dominated field. So when you do seminars and workshops and stuff, do you do something about overcoming, I'm sure there must be like some kind of a gender bias. How do you train your ladies to deal with this?
Well, that's a great question. And it's first of all, making them aware of unconscious bias, either in hiring or in promoting. And so I do a lot of reading, and in my presentations, I give examples of unconscious bias that both men and women often do. So I think once you can become, you know, recognize when, for example, a lot of women don't like to negotiate. So they don't negotiate their salaries. They don't negotiate raises. Women don't typically like to raise their hand and say, hey, look what a good job I'm doing. And so we teach them, you know what, you need to let your employer know when you save the company money, or you need to let them know when, you know, you finish a project, and you need to raise your hand and say, hey, you know, I just did this. And it's not that you're bragging. It's that you're letting them know that you're doing a great job. And at our conference, we have a lot of speakers who talk about communication styles or branding yourself or new skills or, you know, the imposter syndrome and things like that. So it's really making people aware so that they can avoid those unconscious biases.
What kind of syndrome did you say?
Imposter syndrome.
What is that?
It's when you're sitting in a meeting and there's all men in the meeting and you're the female, and you wonder if they think that you're qualified to be there.
So there's a lot of times when the woman will be the only female there, right?
Many times, half of the publicly traded trucking companies don't even have any women in their management teams, and about a third don't have any women on their boards of directors. So there's a lot of times when women are the only female in the room because there aren't that many.
So are your women organized, labor organized?
Some are, not all of them, yeah. But there are some trucking companies that are union, and there's others that are not. And some of our drivers are independent contractors where they own their own truck. So typically they're non-union.
Okay, wow. So I still can't get my head wrapped around this. It's really interesting. So we have a few more minutes left, Ellen, and I would love to have you come back on, and I'd love to have you talk about, as this coronavirus evolves, to talk about how you're dealing with it. But let everybody know, let the women out there know who might be looking for a job, who can they contact?
Well, they should contact us first because we have a lot of resources on our website, and I'll give that It's www.womenintrucking.org. And resources on our website on how to choose a truck driving school, how to choose a trucking company, what questions to ask, things like that. So we want to be a resource even before they're a member. We have a lot of information on our website. And then on our Facebook, we have a Facebook page with about 11,000 mostly female drivers on there. And so if they have questions they want to ask, it's a resource as well. And that would be the Women in Trucking Facebook. You can find it when you type in Women in Trucking Association.
I do have one question that I was thinking as we went along. Do you have safety seminars? You know, because there might be a woman who's driving alone and, you know, it might be pretty dicey for her. So do you have seminars where they could learn different techniques to...
We certainly do, yes.
Okay.
We do. We partner with Betty Gardner of the Survive Institute, and she does presentations about how... not only self-defense, but also self-confidence and how to avoid getting into a situation in the first place. But if you do get into a situation, how to defend yourself. And even at our conference, we have her present. And people who come to her presentations, she'll teach you how to protect yourself with a water bottle or a cell phone or, you know, and just self-protection. So people who come and listen to her presentation, every time you listen to it, you learn something new. So it's pretty interesting.
So when you turn the TV on and you hear about, you know, the economy tanking, do you think to yourself, oh, my God, a lot of those women who can be driving trucks right now?
Yes, I do. And even before the COVID-19, there was a shortage of qualified drivers. So this industry has been looking for good drivers, but up until this point, a lot of people just didn't want to be a truck driver, just like other blue-collar jobs, trades. You know, there's a lot of people who don't want to be electricians and work in construction. I think this virus has put a different spotlight on the trucking industry. And we're hoping that now people will look at the trucking industry and say, wow, that is a viable career, and I can do this, and we'll look into it.
Okay, so in our final moments here, Ellen, give us your contact information one more time so somebody who's listening might contact you.
Well, thank you. It's www.womenintrucking.org. And if they want to email, they can just email WIT, at womenintrucking.org, and we'll get information to them. And our toll-free number is 888-464-9482. And I'll say that again, 888-464-9482. And they'll get Carlene, if they call. So we'd love to hear from people and how we can help accommodate them and get them into the trucking industry.
Terrific. So you're going to help me out with your last name again.
It's Ellen Boya. It's B-O-I-E. And yeah.
So you have been listening to Ellen Boya, and this is Women Who Inspire. And if you like this podcast, like us on Facebook, Women Who Inspire, and follow us on Twitter, Women Inspire 21. Ellen, it's been terrific talking with you, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.